This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on a Friday. Always great to have you with us. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, we'll discuss what we expect to see on Sunday in the NFL and if the Dolphins will continue sucking or not. Yesterday, I saw this when watching the game on Amazon Prime, and it kind of caught me off guard. It was old school, which was coming up next. It's the JCPenney postgame show. I'm like, what? JCPenney? Was there a Sears pregame show? I haven't heard JCPenney in a long time. When is the last time you shopped there? Or went to the mall, for that matter?
It's like Sears, Kastner Knott. Those used to be all the big names at the mall.
Yeah.
I think we still have a JCPenney at the, I'm putting in quotation marks, mall at Rivergate, which is nicknamed Ghetto Gate. And it only has like a few operational stores. It's one of those malls that's just gone under. I don't know if this is a thing where you guys live, but we have like a bunch of really run-down malls that like, they don't have most of the main stores. They have like two department stores. It's like Sears and JCPenney. And then the rest of the stores are like stores you've never heard of, like all local stores. And you're just like, what has happened to this mall? I don't know. Malls are not a thing, or at least around here, most of them have gone under.
Yeah, you know what I always fall into on TikTok? Not always, but on a pretty regular basis. Is, you know, you can do a deep dive on whatever and go down a certain lane and like empty malls, or like someone will go inside a mall that's been around for a while and look at the, you know, look at the old stores that used to exist. Sometimes they'll find tunnels. It's really fascinating. And then there's one mall, this is in South Carolina, and the lovely Catherine's like, oh my God, I know that place. I've been there numerous times. And the mall is still there, but there's only one store that's still remaining that's still open in it. And it's like a bookstore or a Bath and Body Works or something. And so there's this entire mall, which is kind of dark and not really operational. But this one store inside is still running.
It's crazy. Like, ours has a DMV inside of it. You're like, oh, what? Yeah. So it's just like whoever needs to rent a space, it's like, whatever. It's fine. Whatever goes. But I do miss that for, like, my child. Because I feel like the mall was like a fun experience.
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you have good memories of the mall as a child? Like, I remember in middle school, like, that's the only thing you can really do is your parents drop you off at the mall, which I know probably wouldn't happen in today's day and age. But, like, you'd walk around and you'd go get an Auntie M's pretzel. You'd stop by Champs and, you know, see what type of sneakers they had.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just like a social experience. And, like, there was all these cool stores. Like, I know people love online shopping. It's just, it's not the same thing.
There was a certain wonder to it, I think, is what it was, you know? And especially if you're like me, who grew up in such a small town, like, we didn't have a mall. We had three restaurants. We had total. We had three stoplights. Like, we didn't have a movie theater nearby. We didn't have anything. So going to the mall, which was an hour drive one way, like, as a kid, I go to the mall and be like, oh, my God, look at this place. You can buy music here. You can buy clothes. There's food.
Mm-hmm.
There's an arcade over there. And it would just, and you could just spend all day there. Like, what about this? What about this? What about this? You know, then you go there in the holidays and Santa Claus would be there, you know, sitting there waiting to have, you know, the kid in his lap and you tell Santa what you want. So it was kind of this place of wonderment because the online marketplace hadn't exploded yet. So you would see a lot of things for the very first time.
Mm. Somebody's listening to this segment and be like, God, these people are old.
I know.
What are you even talking about? Like, I'm sure, like, Dylan, I think, is the youngest on our crew. Like, I wonder if he even knows, like, the wonders of the mall. Like, probably not. So, Jenks, maybe we should be like, oh, the mall? I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Dylan's like, I have no idea. I always remember JCPenney, because everyone knows Ralph Lauren and Polo, right? You know, they have the very famous insignia, like the guy playing Polo. And I remember I would walk into JCPenney, and they had kind of a knockoff. Like, knockoff brands are really funny. And so it wasn't quite the Polo. It was a little bit different, but they called it Hunt Club. And they're like, ooh, get you a couple Hunt Clubs. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember. It had like a, wasn't it like a teddy bear or something?
It was something weird. I don't know.
They it was a direct knockoff.
He definitely was not playing Polo. The guy on the shirt was definitely not playing Polo. He was like sitting in a chair or something like that. Everyone's like, get in the now, man. All right, we will get in the now. And we start with the early slate on the NFL on Sunday. Let's get to it. How about we start with this one? Bills and the Jets. On Sunday, the Buffalo Bills make their way to the site of one of the most infamous plays in NFL history. When in 2010, a young Mark Sanchez fumbled the football by running into his teammate's butt. Just entertaining myself. It's the butt fumble. Bills Jets this weekend. I wanted to ask you about this one because I like the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Buffalo's laying 6.5. They're minus 325 on the money line. Jets are plus 260. Total is 46.5. I like the Jets.
Here's the tough part about week two. I think because we have seen this in years past where week one is kind of an anomaly. And there are so many teams that look good in week one that for the rest of the season, you're like, where did that go? Like,
yeah.
So I think you need to keep that in mind with some of these teams. And that's what I'm trying to decide for the Jets is how much do we really believe in Justin Fields in this offense after one game? And you would think on paper, the Steelers are a great defense. You know, they put up some points there. Justin Fields looks like a gamer, and it's really nice to have, you know, somebody from Ohio State as well and Garrett Wilson that you have a nice little connection with. So for me, I think I would lean towards the Jets as well. But what really has me in a mental pretzel is this total. Like, on the surface, wouldn't you say, okay, both these teams can score points. Take the over. Keep it simple, stupid. But I don't know. It almost feels too easy.
Does it have you in an Auntie Anne's pretzel in your mind?
Yum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Delish.
Extra cinnamon sugar.
Yeah.
I wish
let's
my
go.
Brain was made of Auntie Anne's pretzel. Smell delicious.
I got to get my brain out of the mall fog because I'm like, oh, Chelsea said pretzel. I could go for an Auntie Anne's pretzel right now. But it's a high number. This just feels like a good letdown spot for the Bills after that game against the Ravens, and now they're going on the road. And divisional dogs in the NFL tend to perform pretty well. Remember, Jets had a chance to win that game against the Steelers. They didn't do it. And Justin Fields is never going to blow us away. Like, he's not going to come on this season and suddenly become an elite quarterback, but he's a good quarterback. He's good enough, I think, to keep this within the number. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be on Jets. And also, this has come down from sevens. We are seeing some money on New York. What is another game that you like on the schedule? I've got a few that I sort of put some notes down on, but what is one of these, at least in the early schedule, that stood out to you?
All right, so I'm probably going to be on the Cowboys at laying 4.5. I think that is the current number. For me, when the Cowboys are playing at home and Dak Prescott is playing quarterback, this is back when the Cowboys were dominant. Remember that year where the Cowboys were like beating teams by an average of like 11 points at home? And I understand a lot of those teams were bad, but you look at the Giants and they're not necessarily, you know, the top of the league. So I think this is a good spot for the Cowboys to get their first win of the season. The offense looks good. Maybe the defense isn't quite as good as maybe the rest of the teams, the NFC, but still, I think this is a good spot for the Cowboys, although it is worrisome that this line has come down.
Hasn't? Okay, so still sitting at 5.5 BetMGM. But yeah, I would grab it at 4.5. I mean, maybe
it's out of other places.
Okay, 4.5 other places. You got to find the better number. Then I'll go 4.5 as well. I'm with you on that. This might be one of my pick sixes. I think it is one of my pick six plays. I'm like you. Dallas looked better than we thought. They still have plenty of offensive weapons. And didn't we just need to see, like, hey, are you guys going to be okay? Like, they lost Micah, and we just needed to see, are you guys still going to be able to be competitive and not fall apart because you lost such an integral part of your team because so many players were upset about that trade, and rightfully so. But they looked like a team that will compete.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to be a hard out in the East, and God, the Giants look so bad against the Commanders, and it's below any of the key numbers, so I'd be with you on that one. I'm also thinking about, this for you, Dylan, I'm also just thinking about taking the Patriots outright money line, visiting the Dolphins this weekend. It's even money. Dolphins are minus 120 in the money line. Dolphins are laying a point and a half. And I'm not one generally to back the Patriots. And now we're seeing, okay, oh, more money coming in on Miami. Miami now sitting at 2.5. So Dolphins money coming in. Am I leaning too much into the week one narrative that the Dolphins are going to stink and Mike McDonald is going to get fired this year because they looked awful?
I'm not ready to have a blind trust fall because of a line move on the Dolphins. I understand they had a players-only meeting, which means they're getting down to business. But, like, it's not going to change the personnel, you know? Like, their offense should be good. Like, Tyreek Hill, of course, is a freak athlete. But, like, Tua made some bad throws in that game against the Colts. And, like, the defense gave up how many points to the Colts? Like, I think Daniel Jones is a decent NFL quarterback, but they had no business losing that game, what, 33-8? Something like that? So, no, I'm not trusting this line move. Be like, well, I should just trust it because it's a line move. No, I'm not doing a trust fall for the Dolphins.
God. Well, I wasn't going to, but players only meeting. Like, I've come to the other side. Like, when I used to hear that when I was younger, I'd be like, ooh, players only? No coaches? These guys are serious. They're going to come out. And now I'm like, it means nothing. I'm like, if you're having a players-only meeting, yeah, there's trouble. There's trouble. Like,
especially
we got
week two?
Yeah. It's not like, okay, guys, we just started. Right. We're not like middle of the season, like, hey, let's kind of come together and talk about this. It's week two, players-only meeting. That's a death knell.
If you're already, like, losing a grip and thinking, hey, we got to get our act together, it's September 12th. Did you know the season goes on for 17 games? It's going to be a long road.
You know, I read this last week, and it's sort of remarkable when you talk about Tyreek Hill and how he's facing domestic abuse charges, and we'll see how that plays out, but he's already unhappy with his role. He hasn't had a reception of more than 30 yards since week one of last year. I mean, think about that for a second. That seems impossible. But no, he's gotten his catches, he's gotten his touches, what have you. But those explosive plays that we're accustomed to seeing, they just haven't been there.
Maybe he needs to retire and, like, race Noah Lyles. Like, just do that. Because, like, that's upsetting. Like, you would think that you have to use that type of piece of weaponry to as, like, a big weapon, obviously.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's Tua. I don't know if it's Mike McDaniel. But that is kind of depressing. Like, there is no better usage of the meme of, like, the Lamborghini in the carport next to the trailer home than what we've seen from Tyreek Hill. So maybe that changes this week. Hey, some people have some faith in them. I'm not one of those people, but people do. Unnamed people.
All right, you know I was going to ask you about this. Rams in Tennessee, home opener for your Titans. Rams are laying 5.5. They're minus 250 on the money line. Your Titans, 2-1, if you like them outright. Total is 41.5. Do you have faith in your Titans that this will be the week when, I was going to say when, how about just cover?
No, well, that's a start, right?
It's a start.
I almost added this to my pick six for the under, but the total is really low in 41.5. And here's the thing that's deceiving about the box score last week. Cam Ward made a ton of really good throws. And I understand, like, you know, Calvin Ridley's a good receiver, but he made some drops, like, quantifiably, you know, so in the stat sheet where he had actual drops in this game. So I do expect Cam Ward to, like, maybe look better because, again, it's his second game of his career in the NFL. But against this Rams defensive front, it's probably not going to be, you know, an easy day for him. And the same goes for Matt Stafford, because I understand nobody's talking about the Titans defense, but they held the Broncos in check. Broncos have a ton of weapons. And I feel like when they moved the ball, it was like Cortland Sutton making incredible catches. So I do think this is going to be a low-scoring affair, but I also have a core memory of Matt Stafford back when they were like, yeah, after this, we found out he had a broken collarbone, and he ran for like 40 yards against us. You're like, he's not even a running quarterback. So Matt Stafford kind of has our number. So I will not be taking the Titans plus 5.5, but if I had a lean, it would be the under 41.5.
Yeah, Stafford, I mean, and he played really well last night. It's he is so tough. And Matt Stafford has a torn aorta. But the staff went inside. They put some Gorilla Glue on it. Blood pumping is normal. No leaks. He's going to be just fine. Also, I am looking at Niners-Saints, not a side, but an under. You've got a total of 40 and a hook. So Spencer Rattler, what sort of offense is he going to generate? Mac Jones is probably going to go for the Niners. I just feel like they're going to feed Christian McCaffrey and keep Mac Jones from throwing the ball, eat up some clock. And the Saints can't move the ball anyway. So I think I might just look at the under in New Orleans.
I think what scares me is it's 40.5. We've had this discussion before. Is that just because it's a low-scoring game doesn't mean it would be falling under that total of 40.5. And remember, 41's a key number. So if you are going to play that, maybe bump it up. Lay the juice.
21-17. That's where we're going. Niners covered by a point. Low-scoring, ugly game. I will not be watching that game. Man, they need Brock Purdy back. The Niners do, and it's going to be a few weeks. Coming up next, we're looking at the early games. Now we got to check out the afternoon slate in the NFL, including a Super Bowl rematch in Kansas City. That is next on The Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.